You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about changing our lives. And last time we talked specifically about the fact that the number one change, I was wrong. It's the number two change. The number one change you need to make to your life is this. If you have never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you need to do that. And if you accepted Jesus years ago, I mean even as a child, but you have not been living for him, the number one change is to truly give your life to Jesus and allow him to be your Lord. I'm not talking about getting saved again, because you can only get saved once. I'm talking about allow him to be Lord and allow him, come to him and turn yourself over to him and say, Lord, your will for my life. The second thing is, okay, right? The first thing is, make Jesus your Lord. And that's true even if you're a believer. Because a lot of times people, you know, we get people saved, but we don't necessarily make him. So a lot of times saved people don't make Jesus their Lord. They make him their Savior, right? You came before Jesus and you gave him your sin, but on the other side of it, you didn't make him Lord of your life. You didn't say, Lord, I'll do whatever you say. I'll do it however you say it. That's the first change you need to make, is to make Jesus Lord of your life if you haven't done that. And that's saved or unsaved. If you're a saved person and you have not been living for Jesus, if you've been allowing your attitudes, your principles, your opinions to be dictated by the world, you better make a change where that's concerned and make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. In other words, I'll do what you say. I'll think the way you think, and I'll do the way you do, Lord. Second most important thing of your life, find out what the will of the Lord is. People say, well, what about baptism of the Holy Spirit? Well, that's part of the will of the Lord for your life, right? Well, I mean, ultimately, number one's part of the will of God for your life. You be saved, you accept Jesus as your Lord. Now, you know, I think we need to talk more about that, honestly, at some point, that we should not just be majoring on Jesus being our Savior, but Lord, that we live for him. Because after all, he lived for you. Now, so the second most important thing is this. You need to know God's will for your life. Because how are you, we were looking in Philippians, right, chapter 3, and it said, Paul said, I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Well, you need to know what that is, and that is the will of God for your life, right? And so you need to know, if you're going to press on and lay hold of that, you got to find out what that is, right? If I sent you in the kitchen to say, go get something for me, that's not enough. Well, what do you want me to get, right? Go in the kitchen and get me something. Something what? What is it that you want me to go get? What is it you want me to press on and lay hold of? Do you want something to eat? You want something to drink? What is it? See that? You got to establish that. Now, I know people have been told you can't know the will of God for your life. It's a lie. We saw there in Ephesians chapter 5, it says not only should you know the will of God for your life, it says you should not be unwise, but understand and know what the will of the Lord is. So if you don't know the will of God, you're unwise. To put it in a more harsh, direct term, if you don't know the will of God for your life, you're a fool. I'm sorry. But please don't feel bad, because I've been in ministry for years and been just that same fool. I've been going doing something wrong. So it's you know, foolishness is curable. All you need is wisdom, right? People say, well, I'm not very wise. Well, here's the trick. Jesus showed you how to handle that. Let's say you were a fool and you couldn't find wisdom if you drug it around. Now, that's not true, because you can get in a word and the word will give you wisdom. But here's the thing. Just do everything Jesus tells you, and everybody's going to think you're wise. It's that simple. You could be Forrest Gump, and as long as you just do what Jesus tells you, nobody's going to know except that you're the wisest person they've ever met. So anyway, so here we started talking about knowing the will of God for your life, and a lot of times people have a wrong perception of God, and they have a misperception of God's will for their life, and they don't want to know it because they're afraid of what it might be. And so here in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Now, I want you to notice there, he wants you to have a future and a hope. Not just a future, but it be a hopeful future, not a dreadful future. It should be, it's something good. And understand, his will for you is of peace and not of evil. Now, here I want to read to you out of the Amplified Version, okay? And I know some yahoos out there are like, well, you know, there's only one Bible for me, and that's the King James Version. And, well, first off, when I got saved, I didn't understand the King James Version. Dost thou not knowest wherest thou goest? I don't even know who he's talking about. I didn't even know those words, so I needed to understand it. The word was given to us so that we could understand it and so we could live it. So the first thing, I got to get it something I can understand. I don't walk around and talk about, dost thou not knowest, okay? Not in all any seriousness. The second thing was, is people say, well, that's the only version. Okay, here, let me give you a clue here for just a second, just to help you, all right? First off, when I was growing up, they told me that Columbus discovered America. It's kind of hard to discover something people already live here, but you understand what I'm saying. But they told me Columbus discovered America. You know he didn't. I think what they say now, he landed in the Bahamas. They say before Columbus discovered America, later on in school, they told me that maybe Leif Erikson or one of his relatives discovered America. And then a little bit later on, they said, no, it probably wasn't him. It was probably some Asians that found America and stuff. You want to know what? As time goes on, knowledge increases in the earth. When the Bible was translated into the King James, you know that the Hebrew was not even a living language. There really weren't anybody speaking Hebrew. There was no nation of Israel at the time. They've found so much out just since then. And what about Greek? Oh my goodness. The foremost Greek scholar in the earth today, I believe, is a man named N.T. Wright. And, man, he brings out some things of stuff they found through archaeology that tell us about the Greek language. And listen, they're not taking away from the Word of God. They're just giving us clarity, just like, hey, it was Columbus. Hey, it might not have been Columbus. We've discovered this. Oh, hey, it might not have been Leif Erikson. It could have been this. But here's the truth. As they look at those Hebrew manuscripts and they look at those Greek manuscripts, our knowledge of both of those languages has increased, and so it's only right we can look at those things and say, you know what, we might have, the Greek, this is the Word of God. We're not going to take away from the Word of God, but our understanding of what the Word of God said because of our lack of knowledge of Greek or Hebrew, that could have an effect. Does that make sense? And so here the Amplified. He says this, "For I know the thoughts and plans I have towards you, I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare," not bad, right? We're here again, Jeremiah 29:11, just in the Amplified, "thoughts for welfare." He desires your welfare. You know, this is not a new concept. You know that I believe it's in 1 Peter chapter 5. It says, "Cast all your care on the Lord, for he cares for you." And if you look that up in the Greek, it means to care for you affectionately and care about you watchfully. He has plans for your welfare, of peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. In other words, for your life to have meaning, for you have to have a better life than you've ever known. Now, I'm going to read from the Message translation, and let me understand, I think translation might be a little bit of a loose term with this, but they say some things in here are pretty good. Now, I don't get my doctrine from the Message translation. I kind of mostly stay with the New King James, but I do like how some of it brings some things out. Now, notice this. "I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for." See, God is in love with you. Now, the question becomes, all right, I hear what you're saying. God wants to do good to me. Now, again, if you don't understand that, you need to go to KurtOwen.com. I don't even know how to spell my own name. K-U-R, that's a lie, I do too. I have the mind of Christ. It says this, KurtOwen.com, okay? And if you'll go there, we preached I don't know how many messages on knowing and believing the love of God. If you really want to know the will of God for your life, you got to settle it that God wants to do good to you. And you need to listen to all those. But listen, one of the ways to motivate yourself to change your life and to know what God's will for you is, the second most important change you can ever make in your life is know the will of God, is because His plan for you is better than you can possibly imagine, and He wants better for you than anything you could ever hope for. But how do you find that out? Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about this tomorrow, but I'll give you a preview. Verse 12, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. How do you know the will of God for your life? You got to want to know, and you've got to seek to know, and you've got to give yourself wholly to know, because God has a plan for you that's better. You need to seek Him with your whole heart. Well, what does that mean? First off, take some time. Don't think that this is automatically going to happen, that you're just automatically going to wake up one day and know the will of God. Seek Him with all your heart. Give yourself to this with complete abandon. I know with me, one of the ways I started was, as I'd get up 20 minutes every morning and just be quiet and just tell Him, Lord, I want to know your will. I want to know you, and I want to know your will. And then after that, I would get into His word, because there is a general will of God, and then there is a specific will of God. We've been talking more about the specific, but there's also the general. And you find that out by getting into God's word. But that is God's will for your life. And God's will for your life is peace and not of evil. It is future and it is hope. Listen to these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@KurtOwen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@KurtOwen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994.